So let's turn to the Bible, New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们请翻开新约圣经。
First John.
约翰一书。
So let's read chapter 3.
我们来读第三章。
So we've been sharing on the book of First John.
我们曾经一直在交通约翰一书。
So today let's read chapter 3.
今天我们来把第三章读一遍。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God, and such we are.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是神的儿女，真是他的儿女。
For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears,will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡向他有着指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
You know that with he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there's no sin.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteousness, just as he is righteous.
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，我要除灭魔鬼的作为。
No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
By this, the children of God and children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God.Nor the one who does not love his brother.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother.And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
We know that we have passed out of death into life.Because we love the brethren, and he who does not love abides in death.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍住在死中。
Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的, 你们晓得凡杀人的,
we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
主为我们舍命, 我们从此就知道何为爱, 我们也当为弟兄舍命。
But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?
凡有世上财物的, 看见弟兄穷乏, 却塞住连续的心, 爱神的心, 怎能存在他里面呢?
Little children, let us not love with the word or with the tongue, but in deed and truth.
小子们啊, 我们相爱, 不要只在言语和舌头上, 总要在行为和诚实上。
We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before him.
从此就知道我们是属真理的, 并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
In whatever our heart condemns us, our God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
我们的心若责备我们, 神比我们的心大, 一切事没有不知道的。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们的心若不责备我们, 就可以向神坦然无惧了。
And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着。 因为我们遵守他的命令,行他所喜悦的事。
This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he commanded us.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名,且照他所赐给我们的命令,彼此相爱。
The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面, 神也住在他里面。
We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
我们所以知道神住在我们里面, 是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
在我们开始交通之前, 我们就有点祷告。
Father God, thank you for joining us together before you this morning.
父神,
we know there's only one name that you like to hear, that is the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we just pray that today, that you open our ears, open our eyes, so we can hear him.
我求你今天开我们的眼睛，也开通我们的耳朵， 好叫我们能够听见他。
And that we can see him.
我们也能够看见他。
And take away all distractions from our heart.
把我们心中一切的搅扰都除去。
And Father, we pray that you breathe upon your word.
父，我们求你在你的话语上吹气。
So as we read, as we meditate, as we share, your word become living in our heart.
所以当我们在读, 在我们在思想, 在交通你的话的时候, 你的话在我们里面成为活的。
And become real in our heart.
也在我们都是真实的。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we share that in the past several sessions on this book of 1 John.
在我们过去几次的交通里头, 我们交通到约翰一书这卷书。
And this book, this has a one theme, that is the fellowship.
这卷书一个最重要的一个主题就是说到交通。
And we share this, this book can be divided into four sessions.
我们交通到这卷书可以分成四个段落。
The first one is fellowship with God in light.
第一部分就是跟神在光中交通。
And second part, second session is fellowship with God in life.
第二个部分是我们跟神在生命当中交通。
And then third part is the fellowship with God in love.
第三部分是在爱中与神交通。
And then the last part is the fellowship with God and the Son of God.
最后一部分是我们在神的儿子当中与神交通。
And so this key word in this book is fellowship.
所以在这一卷书的要字就是交通,相交。
This is to share something in common.
就是在我们有共同的点上面交通。
God gave us what he has.
神把他所有的给我们。
So that we can share with what God had.
所以我们可以, 在神所赐给我们的部分上面与神交通。
So God gave most precious thing in his heart to us.
神把他心中最宝贝的事情赐给我们。
So we can share with him.
所以我们好叫我们能够跟他, 相交。
So that his heart and our heart will be fulfilled.
所以好叫, 他的心跟我们的心得以满足。
And our heart will be filled like a God's heart, full of joy.
好叫我们的心好像是跟神的心那样的充满了里头充满了喜乐。
So fellowship is very important.
所以呢,相交交通是非常重要的事。
You know how to fellowship with God and with saints.
让你知道如何跟神跟圣徒之间相交。
Of course, we need to change. Our character needs to change to love, have fellowship with God.
那么我当然在我们的性格上面必须要有所改变，好叫我们欢喜、乐意跟神交通。
Like yesterday, we have a Bible, we have a gospel meeting.
像昨天呢，我们有福音聚会。
It's not just a ministry, but it's also opportunity to have fellowship.
那不仅仅它是一个服像侍奉个服事，更是呢一个交通的聚会。
Fellowship with God in His gospel.
那么，在神的那个福音当中交通。
So Paul said, "My gospel."
所以那个保罗呢，他说的是我的所传的福音。
He takes the gospel of God as his mind. His own.
然后他把那个神的福音呢，当做他自己的福音。
So, Francis, whenever we have a gospel meeting, everybody should take that as your own gospel.
所以，当我每次有福音聚会的时候，我们必须把它当做这是我的交通，我们的福音。
You come to the gospel meeting that you can share not only with God, that also with brothers and sisters who serve or who are there.
来到福音聚会的时候，不但是我们跟神交通，更是跟在这当中服事的弟兄姊妹们交通。
You see how brothers and sisters need our support, our prayer.
看见弟兄姊妹们，他如何等需要我们的那个扶持。
We can support them in our prayer, in our heart, from our heart, but also in singing.
那么我们可以在祷告当中的那个来的扶持我们的弟兄们，那么更是借着也借着唱诗歌来扶持。And
you also see how brothers and sisters serve their grow.
那么也能让我们看见呢，弟兄姊妹他们在扶持当中呢如何在成长。If
we love brothers and sisters, when we see their growth, we are happy. We are joyful.
如果我们这是爱我们弟兄姊妹的话，我们看见弟兄姊妹他们成长了，我们里头是何等样的喜乐。
And yesterday, the actually gospel meeting started 15 minutes late.
那么昨天的那个福音聚会呢，确实是晚了15分钟。
Oh, then you need a lot of prayers. And those bond sisters, you know the reason, you know that you can pray for them, encourage them.
人就知道那个何等需要祷告而来扶持的这些服事的弟兄姊妹。
And they can gain wisdom and grow in the fear and in the love of God.
好像他们里头呢的智慧跟敬畏神的心呢一同增长。
So the reason we sometimes lack of joy because we don't know how to fellowship.
所以很多时候呢，我们里头是那个缺少那个喜乐，因为我们缺少交通。
And just as it's very important. As we have God's life in us, as we are all children of God who believe in the Lord Jesus, that we know how to fellowship with God and with the saints.
对的，这是对的。我们这些有神的那个生命在我们里头的这个弟兄姊妹们，我们知道需要知道如何彼此相交。
So in the past, we used several sessions to share the first session of the book, that is to have fellowship with God. In light.
所以呢，在过去呢几次里头呢，我们呢交通的分享到，那么如何在光中跟神交相交？
Now today through chapter 3, we'd like to share with God's grace how to fellowship with God in life.
那么靠着神的恩典, 那么今天呢能够在第三章里头, 我们来是来分享那个如何在生命当中与神相交。
Actually, we shared this. We started shared this session last time.
其实要是在我们在上一次分享的时候就已经交通到这一点。
So we shared on first half of verse 1.
我们已经交通到第一节的前半段。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we will be called children of God, and such we are.
你看父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱,使我们得称为神的儿女,我们也真是他的儿女。
Here, Holy Spirit asks us to try our best to measure God's love.
这里圣灵呢，那个帮助我们呢，要尽力让我们如何认识父的爱。
How can we measure God's love?
那我们如何来测度神那个神的爱呢？
He said, "Behold," a modern translation says, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us."
那么现在的翻译的本呢，他说就是看见神他的那个爱是何等大大的慈爱呢，他所赐给我们。
How great a love the Father has.
那么那个父他的父慈爱是何等大的大。
So Holy Spirit asks us to try our best to measure.
那圣灵在这里呢，试着让我们能够竭力的让我们认识如何来认识父的爱。
We mentioned that in Bible that Paul attempt to measure God's love in his epistles to us.
那么我们知道在使徒保罗他的书信里面，他也是试着来测度那神的爱到底多大。
And one of the things we share that God, just a hymn in verse 26, hymn 26, the one of my favorite hymns.
那么在我们诗歌里面，诗歌二十六首呢，说到
Maybe let's turn to that. We can share, Father. It says the first verse. This is one of my favorite hymn.
那么在这一首诗歌是我最喜欢的诗歌之一，在第一节这里怎么说？
By thee, O God. Invited.
Oh, 神啊, 是你召我们。
I like the English word that we were invited this morning by God.
是像这里英文所说的是, 我们今天早晨是神, 我们被神所呼召。
People getting married that prepare their invitation card to invite their friends, that invitation from God.
那么这些准备要结婚的人，他们发出邀请卡，他们上面写的是说，就是这是神所来的邀请。
So this morning, everyone here, the true reason is you are invited.
今天早晨我们所有的人来到这里的，那么这主要的之所以能够来到这里的原因，是因为你是被邀请的。
Remember that.
记得这一点。
Even though you don't feel like that,
虽然你可能里面没有这样的感觉,
but there are so many forces in this world which you don't feel.
但是呢，你知道我们的世，在这个世上有很多的那些力量、能源、能力是你感觉不到的。
Magnetic field forces, you don't feel it.
比如像磁场的那个力量，你感觉不到的。
Gravity. You don't feel it.
那么地心引力，你也是感觉不到的。
Without these forces on you, you will not be here today.
如果不是有这些能力的缘故的话，今天不会存在这里的。
So don't rely on what you feel.
所以呢，不要太依靠我们里面的感觉。
God says you're here today. Every single one of us is because God draws us to Him, to the Lord.
今天我们每一位能够来到这里的原因，是因为神他召了我们。
To look upon the Son.
来看你的儿子。
in whom thy soul delighted, who all thy will hath done.
他是你心的奇珍，他行完你的意思。
And by the one chief treasure, thy bosom freely gave.
我们因你肯白舍你的独一心爱。
Thine own pure love we measure, thy willing mind to save.
才知你心是真切，要救我们脱害。
This hymn is wonderful.
这首诗歌是何等样的奇妙。
He tells us the secret how to measure God's love.
他告诉我们呢，是那些如何来的测度神的爱的那个秘密。
By what things, the things you give, how precious that is to your heart.
那么是借着这你的心中所赐给你头，你心里面你觉得最宝贝的东西是什么？是赐给你的。
And if Jonathan Shea gave me a present, I'll measure that his love, how much he loved me. I'll measure that the gift, how precious that is in his heart.
那么，如果谢弟兄给我一个礼物的话呢，我就看着要根据这个礼物的这个珍贵性，那我看见了，那么我在他心中的地位如何
？He gave the chief treasure in his heart.
他把他最宝贝，他心中最宝贝的奇珍的赐给我们。
For parents, what's most important?
对的，
in your life.
对父母来讲，你心中最宝贝的是什么呢
？So here the hymn says, "Thine own pure love we measure," and he says, "Thy willing mind to save." Now this is the writer says, "Now I can rest. Now I'm sure." That you really want to save me because you gave the most treasure in your heart.
这边最后一节，他说：“才知你心是真切，要救我们脱害。”就借着那个这件事情，我们就看见你真实的，你确实在是要救我们脱离脱离那个这罪恶。
So dear brother and sister, this is calling of Holy Spirit to try our best.Measure God's love.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵里面的呼召，让我们尽我们里面的能力来认识父的爱。
That we would be called children of God.
好叫我们是使我们呢称为神的儿女。
You see, in order for us to be His children, God paid great price. That is, that He gave His only begotten.To save us.
为了让我们使我们能成为他的儿女，神他所付的付所付的代价何等的大，就是他心中的儿他的儿子。
I like this last phrase. It says, "Such we are."
这节的最后一那个说，他说我们也真是如此。
So it gives the confidence.
这里呢，给我们里头的那个何等样的充足的信心
？Because you measured, you try your best to measure God's love.
因为我们已经试着尽我们的力量来测度神的爱到底是多大。
If God gave His love is such great measure, how can He not save us?
如果神把这么宝贝的奇珍都赐给我们，他怎么能不救我们呢
？If I believe in the Lord Jesus, I trust His name.How can God not save us?
如果我相信了主耶稣基督，相信靠他的名，神怎能不救我呢
？There was sister asked me this question.
那么有一个姊妹曾经问我这个问题。
Multiple times.
好几次。
Same sister.
同样一个姊妹。
I don't feel God's love.
我没有感觉到神的爱。
Dear brother, sister, we need to measure His love.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要来测度他的爱。
Use our mind.
用我们的心思。
Use our best computer.
用我们最好的电脑。
To measure God's love.
来测度神他的爱。
It's higher than the heavens.
那么比天还要高的。
So that our heart can be touched by His love.
好叫我们的心呢被他的爱所摸着。
And then we have this confidence.
然后我们就有这样子的确据。
As such we are.
我们真是他的儿女。
For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
So I remember that the last time, after sharing half of first verse, I just rushed through the rest of it.
那么在上次我交通的时候，这第一节，这那个交通的前半段，我后面就是很快的就这个提过去。
But this is very important. Let's think about this. Our common experience.
这一点呢非常的重要，这是我们所共有的那个经历。
After we are saved, all of a sudden the world, the worldly friends, cannot recognize us. They do not understand us.
那么一旦我们信了主以后呢，整个世界我们的朋友虽然不了解我们呢，不能够明白到底发生什么事情。
They found us weird.
他们觉得我们越来越奇怪。
They found us couldn't get along with them anymore.
这么好，发现我们不太能够跟他们在一起了。
This is because of life in us made the effect in us.
因为呢，这是我们里面那个新的生命所产生的结果。
Because the world does not know God.
因为呢，这世界不认识神。
So thank the Lord.
也感谢主。
And then he, verse 2 says, the beloved.Now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Whenever I take a flight to travel.
每次我出差旅行那个乘飞机的时候
，I try to imagine that when Jesus comes, how my body will be transformed.
那么我试着想象当主来的时候，我的身体会如何样的改变
？In a we are in an airplane, it's protected by airplane.
在飞机里头的话，那个我们是被飞机所保护的。
And our body cannot be, if you're out of airplane, then you'll be suffocated. Our life right now, our body right now is not designed to live outside of airplane.
那知道我们的身体如果一下子摆在飞机外面的话，我们会自体而死的，因为我们的身体不能够适应这个
I try to imagine that how my body will be transformed into the immortal body to be like our Lord Jesus.
那么我试着来想象我这个那个必死的这个身体如何当主来的时候会更像我们的主。
If all the children of God will be raptured when Lord Jesus comes second time，
然后我们主第二次再来的时候，那么所有的神的儿女都会被提。
We will meet with the Lord in the air。
我们在空中与主相遇。
So John is saying here that even though right now we don't know what we will be, but When Lord Jesus appears, we will be like Him.
那么约翰在这里说呢，虽然我们不知道我们将来会如何，但是我们知道主的显现的时候呢，我们必要像他。
Because he gives a reason, because we will see Him as He is.
那么他给我们一个原因，他说因为呢，当我们见他的时候，因为我们必得见他的真体。
What a great truth!
这是何等重要的一个真理。
What a glorious truth!
如何何等荣耀的一个真理。
And he said, everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is.
他说呢，凡像他有着指望的，洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
See, when Bible says as he is, we talk about Lord Jesus' life.
当这是圣经说到他的真体的时候，是说到他的那个他的生命。
Then we already have this life in us.
我们已经有这个生命在我们里面。
Last time we shared this eternal life we have. Now as a seed.
那么我们上次我们就交通到这个永生呢，在我们里面是一个种子。
And it grows.
那么它会是成长的。
But we have this life in us.
所以我们有这个生命呢，已经在我们里面了。
And that because of this life in us.That we will be like him.
因为有这个生命在我里面的，所以呢，有一天我们会像他。
And because we are able to see him as he is.
因为我们呢,必须,我们会看见他,必得见他的真体。
But verse 3 gives us a condition.
但是呢,第三节呢,给我们一个条件。
So everyone who has his hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
就是说呢,他说凡向他有的指望的,要洁净自己,像他洁净一样。
So in the Bible, you know, the Lord Jesus says,
所以在圣经里面, 我们的主这么说,
in the so-called Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount,
在这个登山宝训里面,
Matthew chapter 5,
那么马太福音第五章,
it says, blessed are the pure in heart, because what? Because what? Yeah, because they shall see God.
那么在第五章里面他说, 清心的人有福了,
see, in order for us to see God, there's one condition, that we need to be pure in the heart.
那么要能够见神, 他有一个条件, 就是必须有清洁的心。
So he says, we need to purify ourselves as he is pure.
那么所以他这里说呢, 我们必须要洁净自己, 像他洁净一样。
The life we have,
我们里面的生命,
the life we have is God's life, and God's life is pure.
那么他那个生命呢, 是神的生命, 这生命呢是圣洁的, 洁净的。
You know, I heard a testimony, this a very famous evangelist in China, and the way he became Christian was his brother gave him Bible once when he was in a naval academy.
那么我听见过一个在中国非常有名的一个福音布道家，那么说到他得救的经历，他的得救经历是由他的这个他的兄弟给他，在他在海军的时候呢，给他一本，给他本圣经。
And then they are in a different places. One in Shanghai, one is in wherever that place is.
那么他们在不同的地方，一个在上海，另外一个在另外一个地方。
And his brother set aside a time with his wife to pray for his brother's salvation.
那么这他的兄弟呢，跟他的兄弟的太太呢，他们分别出来一个时间，为他在那个另外他的肉身的兄弟呢的得救祷告。
And this evangelist was during that time was student in naval academy, and he opened this Bible his brother gave him and read through this New Testament.
那么这个他的兄弟呢，这时候正在海军学校海军官校里面呢，他正在打开他兄弟所送给他的一本圣经，他正要读主的话。
And then he started from a first book of New Testament, which is Matthew. Yeah.
他们那是从新约的第一卷圣经马太福音的读起。
And he read, and until he read this chapter 5, this verse.
那么他读到了第五章有一节圣经。
That blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
说清心的人有福了，因为他必得见神。
All of a sudden, he felt that he was not pure.
突然他感觉里面是何等不洁。
And he cannot see God.
他没办法看见神。
If there is God.
如果真的有神的话。
And he repented.
他就认罪。
And he came to the Lord for his salvation.
那么他来到神的面前，那个求神，恳求神的救恩。
And he later became a great evangelist in China.
那么他在后来成为中国中间一个非常有名的布道家。
So even Holy Spirit used that verse to convict an unbeliever.
甚至连圣灵呢，能够用这句话，能够来改变一个还不信主的人。
But Lord Jesus said it to his disciples.
但是那个时候呢，主是耶稣呢，是向他的门徒说话的。
And John picked it up, says, "We as children of God, we need to purify ourselves."
那么那个约翰呢，在这里用同样的那个话说，我们如果是神的儿女的话呢，我们必须洁净自己。
All desire, because this eternal life in us should match what God desires, what the life is.
因为我们里面是有那个神的生命，所有我们里面的那个欲望、思想、想法都必须跟神的所想望的紧紧联合的、符合的。
And listen to this. When Job said this,
那么那个听到约伯所说这句话
，He says, "I made a covenant with my eyes."
那我跟我的眼睛立约。
How then can I gaze at the virgin?
如何能够恋恋瞻念瞻念瞻望瞻念瞻望处女呢
？So what he says is that I made my covenant that I would not look upon a virgin.
那么这里他说到呢，我跟我的眼睛立个约呢，我不看眼睛不注视在处女身上。
So that she would not commit adultery in his heart.
所以呢，他不会在。
With his eyes.
所以他不会在他心中呢，那个因着眼目的情欲所而犯了奸淫。
And a sister, we used to work with a sister and a bunch of brothers.
我们曾经跟一个姊妹跟一些弟兄们一同服侍。
And this sister noticed the one thing that brother's eyes are different from the eyes of his male colleagues.
那么这个姊妹呢，她注意到一件事情，就是弟兄们的眼光呢，跟她的同事们的眼光不一样。
So this sister, little bit of recovery, and he started to pursue the Lord again.
那么这个姊妹呢，里面呢，再一次被主复兴，再重新再一次回到主的面前，追求认识主。
Because he noticed the difference, the brothers who looked upon.The female colleagues or girls in the restaurant are different from his regular male colleagues.
那么他因为他注意到一件事情，就是弟兄们他们的眼目看到这些女子身上的时候，他们的眼目跟他的同事们的眼光不一样。
See, this is what purity means. Purify means is one example.
那么这是一个。是一个例子，说到如何那个洁净我们的心。
Especially today's world，
特别在今天的世界里头。
So sister, you need to make sure how you dress and what you dress。
那么姊妹们呢，需要特别注意，你的穿着。
Especially young people, young girls，
特别是年轻的姊妹们。
Watch your neckline, watch your skirt line。
那么你就是说穿着是的细节怎么样
？You create a lot of temptations to brothers.
那么可能你会制造了许多不该这些试探在弟兄们身上。
It caused brother to sin.
那么使得弟兄们犯罪了。
So this is for sisters and brothers all need to.Be careful.
所以这件事说到，不管是姊妹弟兄们都必须要注意的。
Everyone who has his hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
那凡像他有着指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And verse 4.
那第四节。
He says, "Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness."
那凡犯罪的，就是违背律法。
You know, in verse 4 through verse 10, actually, it tells about another very important aspect of this life.
那么第四节到第十节呢，说到这个生命一个非常重要的一个特性。
Here in the verse 7, it tells us about what it is.
那么第七节他说到这件事。
Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteousness.Just as he is righteous.
那么小子们呢、啊？不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
See here, he used a phrase, "Just as he is pure, just as he is righteous."
那么这一样，你看他用到的话呢，是正如主是一样的洁净，正如主是义的一样。
See, he tried to tell us about this life.
那么他开始告诉我们呢，这个生命。
The life of Jesus. The life of the Lord which is now in us.
那么这个生命呢, 是主耶稣基督的生命, 如今是在我们里头的。
The one main characteristic of this life is righteousness.
那么这个, 最主要的一个特性, 这个生命呢, 是说到它是义的。
Not only God, when we first believe in the Lord, trust in His precious blood to cover us, to forgive us.
那么不单只是在我们刚刚信主的时候，我们盼望他的主的血，他那个洗净我们里面的罪，他遮盖我们。
At that moment, God imputed God's righteousness on us.
那么神把他那个主耶稣基督的那个义呢赐给我们。
So it's like a cover. God used righteousness of His own cover us.
那么就好像呢，是他神是用他自己的义呢，他儿子的义呢来遮盖我们。
So that we are justified. Bible says justified.
所以呢，我们就被称为义了。But
this is the imputed, meaning that is added onto us. We didn't do anything yet.
这是
added onto us.
这是神他加在我们身上的，不是我们做任何事情，是神他赐给我们的。
Now through this life in us.
那么借着这个在我们里面那个生命呢？
Now this life will demand us to practice this righteousness.
那么这里面这个生命呢，它要求我们呢去行义。
Yeah, that's very important.
这是非常重要的。
When God comes,
当神来的时候，
not only that He sees us has this added righteousness.
那么神不单只是看到神也加给我们这个义。
That gives us the like a ticket to the throne of God.
那么这固然好像给我们一张那个门票，能够进到神的宝座面前。
Once we appear in the front of the throne of God, and He look at us, this righteousness produced from this life.
那么一旦我们来到他面前的时候，他要看我们里面这个新的这个生命所产生出来的那个义。
You know the. For example, that say you go to the supermarket or grocery store.
我们举个例子，如果你是到那个超级市场或者是杂货店的时候。
Nowadays we all use credit cards.
今天呢，我们都用这个信用卡。
But back in 10 years ago, everybody used cash.
那么在10年以前，跟早以前呢，大家都是用现金。
I think back then we all have. We all had this experience.
那么在那个时候，我们都有这样的经历。
The cashier made a mistake.
那么这个收银员呢，他们犯了错误。
Instead of they should return to us as a change $5, they give us like a 50 or something.
他应该还给我们，他少给我们5块钱，有时候少给我们50块钱。
Wow, Dad, you are happy, right?
那么你里头一定很高兴呢。
But now you have a righteous life in you.
那么如今呢，你有一个义的生命在里头。
That life demands to return the $50 or $45 back to the cashier.
那么那里面呢，义的生命呢，它要求你把那个45块还给那个收银员。
If you are mature Christians, you find it out right away. Right there, then you can give back to them.
如果你是一个成熟的基督徒，你在那时候发现，你在当时你就把钱还给他。
But you struggle. You says, well, maybe I should keep it, maybe not. And you struggle, and you are on the way, and you are in the car already drive.
也许呢，你那时候是里头有一点挣扎，也许想说我也许我必须要留着这部钱，你开始出去了，你就要上车了。
Or sometimes you will get home to find it out.
或者有时候你回到家里才发现出来。
But the life demands you to go back.
但是那个生命呢，要求你回去。
To return to the extra change that you should not get.
那把那个多出来你不应该得的钱还给他。
I heard many testimonies like this.
我听见了许多这样的见证。
It's very common to Christians that who have this life in them.
那么，我许多这样的见证，许多的基督徒，那有这样的生命在他们，有这样的见证在他们里头。
Sometimes one sister hit the car in the bumper at the night, midnight, nobody's around.
然后有的时候这个弟兄姊妹他们开车撞到别人的那个车后了，那么这不是半夜了，没有任何人在旁边。
You have choices.
那么你有选择。
You can just leave as nothing happened.
你可以离开，好像什么事都没发生。
Or you write a note to let the owner of the car how to reach you.
那么或者呢，你留了一个纸条，告诉这个车主怎么样来跟你联络。
And we have a father who did the thing that he writes a note, and later this owner asked him for $800. That's like 2 months of wages as a student at the time.
我们有个弟兄呢，他做这件事情，结果这个车主要求他赔800块。那时候是在做学生的时候呢，是大概是2个月的那个工资。
But this is because life in us demanded.
这是因为我们。在我们里面的生命要求我们这么做。
And some brothers and sisters, sometimes I heard that story that a sister taught his son because his son picked up a $20 bill on the street.
我听说那个有一个弟兄像一个姊妹这个说这么的话，这个姊妹的一个儿子在街上找那个捡到一个20块钱。
American has a saying.
美国也这么说。
Finder is the keeper.
你找到了就是你的。
But that's not in God's eyes.
那么但是在神的眼光不是这样。
How could sister taught his son like this?
那如果怎么可能一个姊妹教她的儿子这么做呢?
That's why Bible said, do not deceive little children.
所以这圣经这么说呢，小子们呐、啊，不要被人诱惑。
Little children, make sure no one deceives you.
小子们啊，要确定一件事情，没有人那个欺骗了你，蒙蔽了你。
The one who practices righteousness is righteous.
只有行义的才是义人。
Just as he is righteous.
正如主是义的一样。
Company is stationary.
那么的那个company 啊。公司的那个文具里头。
School have an abundant supply to some of us when we were students.
那么在学校的时候，那个我们做学生的时候，他的学校供应了我们很多。
I heard many many testimonies that God's life demands us to not take them as a personal use.
那么我听见了许多的那个这么见证，他们里面的那个生命的不许他们把这些东西当做自己的使用。
You wonder why before you become Christian, everybody's doing it, you fine, never bother you. But after you become Christian, after you have a life, that it start to bother you. Unless you don't do it or return it, you will not have peace.
那么我们里头就会稀奇呢。我们在没信主以前不会这个样子，但是信了主以后呢，那么里面。那个除非我们把这个事情归还了，除非那个我们不做这件事了，否则我们里面没有那个平安。
It's not the outside moral code, it's not the religious regulation, it's just life that impels us, that compels us to do.
不是这些外面的一些道德的一些规范的一些规条，那个规范我们这么做，实在是我们里面的生命它催促我们这样做。
So in a I hope that you overcame them, but if you're not, that still means that you need to, next time, God will give you opportunity you need to overcome.
那么也许你还没有胜过这些，但是呢，也许那个神下次会给你机会能够胜过这些事情。
So like Brother Emery said, struggling faith is faith.
那么就好像那个 Ed Miller 弟兄所讲的一个挣扎的信心也是信心。
That's why John says, I write these things so that you know you have eternal life.
所以就是那个约翰在这里说呢，我把写这些事情给你们呢，是要你们知道你们以后有永生。
Eternal life does not start after we die.
永生呢，不是在我们死之后才开始的。
John's writing these things on the subject of fellowship so that we know today. That we have this eternal life of God.
那么约翰在这里讲了这个相交的这个主题呢，他让我们知道我们今天就有永生在我们里面。
And this righteousness, this life we have, the main characteristic is the righteousness.
那么这个生命里面它最重要的一个性格那个特性就是义。
And so here in the verse chapter 2 verse 29 it says,
那么在第二章二十九节这么说，
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
So when John tried to tell us how to fellowship with God in life, he put the emphasis on righteousness in this life.
那么当约翰试着告诉我们如何在生命当中与神相交的时候，他特别注重在这个生命当中里面的那个公义。
It's very, very important.
就是非常重要的一件事。
And so in this chapter, verse 4 through verse 10, it tells us these three things.
那么所以在第四节到第十节，他说到三件事。
He talks about what sin is.
他说到什么是罪。
Second, he tells us about what the Lord Jesus has done to sin.
那么第二这事情是让我们告诉主怎么样对付的罪。
Third, he tells us how to overcome the sin.
那么第三呢，是告诉我们如何来胜过罪。
So in the 4, 5, 7, he mentions three things, and from 8, 9, 10, he mentions three things again.
那从第三节、第五节、第七节，他说到的三件事，那么第四节，说到另外同样提到这三件事。
It's a little bit from different angle.
那么是从不同的角度来说到这些事。
So first, he talk about sin.
首先他说到罪。
Then he says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is.Lawlessness.
他首先他说到凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法的就是罪。
And verse 8,
第八节，
He said, "The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning."
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
So in the second list, he mentioned the same thing. Now he talk about the origin of sin.
那么在第二个第二的 list 里面，这个他说到这个罪的源头是什么？
So first he tells us sin is lawlessness.
他首先告诉我们呢，罪呢就是违背律法。
So lawlessness actually is an attitude in our heart.
那么无法或者是违背律法，实在是在我们心中的一个态度。
And even though there's no law outside, that the attitude is still there.
那么就算是外面没有律法，但是在这个态度仍然是在里面。
You don't want to be ruled. You want to be God. You want to set your own rules.
那么你不想要有那个任何的那个规条，你不是不希望那个就特别是神来的规条，你需要自己来设计一些规条。
God gave us commandments to show what is in our heart.
那么神把那些诫命给我们，是要让显明我们里头的光景。
It's like in a school you have an experiment.
就好像在学校里头，你有一些实验。
using the test lab to show what is the nature of the elements.
那么在这个实验室里面呢，那么弄一些实验呢，看见这些生命的一些的基本的元素什么。
So I know I still vividly remember this one and only experiment we did in high school.
那我还在
in the chemistry class.
那么在高中的时候，那个化学的课里头，我还非常新鲜的那个记得我们这所做的唯一的一个实验。
So the teacher he happened to be the student.At that time, still study in the graduate school, so he was in a university. So one day,
那么这个老师呢，他那时候还是在一个研究所里面做研究生啊，他来的就教我。
One day he took a naxium, you know the naxium, the very important compound of salt, right?
那么他说到那个在盐里面那个钠那个重要的个元素。
Yeah, Na, right? Stand for Na.
Sodium,
yes, sodium. Yeah, stand corrected. My chemistry is very poor because we didn't do experiments. Everything have to. I hate to memorize things at the time if I don't know why. So there's no experiment for me to see. I just couldn't get it.
我的化学学的不好，因为我那时候做的实验不多，我很多事情我记不得。
So the sodium, and then the teacher says sodium has this nature that's very unstable.
Sodium 中的呀。
钠
就是钠
嘛 ，Yeah，
所以那个这个钠呢，在它的里面是是其实是不很稳定的一个元素。
So, how to prove that nature of sodium is very unstable? So he used a bucket of water.
那么他要证明呢，在那个自然界的这个钠呢非常的不稳定的，所以他用一桶水。
He put over there one corner.
放在他的角落里头。
And he took a very small amount of sodium. I remember that looks like a silver, you know, gray silver color. And then he stand far away from there.
那么他拿一个非常一点点的那个的钠呢，那个放在手中，他站得很远。
And he threw that sodium piece of sodium into that bucket of water.
他把那个钠呢丢在那个。远远的那个水桶里头。
What happened?
你知道是发生什么事吗？
啊？啊 ？What happened? Blew up. Yes. Explosion. Sorry, explosion. Boom.
就是
exploded.
看见它那个爆开来的。
So he want to show us that nature of sodium is very unstable.
他说，那么他让我们。证明一件事情，在自然界的钠是非常不稳定的。
Using a bucket water to show it，
用一桶水来证明这件事。
So like a sin, we are all born into sin。
就好像罪一样，我们是生在罪中的。
Before you even commit a sin, you are a sinner。
在我们还没有犯罪之前，我们就是个罪人。
Because that's our nature.
这是我们的天性。
Bible tells us that when we are even in the mother's womb, we are conceived in sin, in iniquity.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是在母腹里头呢就有了罪。
Now environments like a test lab to show it give opportunity to commit those sins.
那么我们的外面的环境呢，只不过给我们好像一个实验室一样，给我们一个机会，把我们里面的那个罪性显出来。
Often people blame on environments.
常常人呢那个怪罪这个在周围的环境。
But actually it's not.
其实不是的。
One environment you can stand the temptation, but change to another environment, I can tell you that you'll fail.
那么在那个一个环境里面，你也许站得住，但是你可能换到一个环境，你可能就失败了。
So it is attitude in our heart.
那实在是我们里面的那个态度。
If you believe in the Lord, you know that the reason you trust in the Lord in the very beginning is because God revealed your heart to you.
那么你相信主的那一刹那，之所以能够相信主耶稣基督，是因为神把你心中的真相显明出来了。
Part of in your heart that you don't even know yourself that existed in there.
那么在你心中的有个部分呢，甚至你自己都不知道它存在。
That God revealed that to you.
他神把那一部分显明出来，显给你看。
At gospel meeting.
那么在福音聚会的时候。
Or when you read the Bible.
或者当你读圣经的时候。
Or someone give you testimony.
或者是有些人给你一些见证的时候。
God revealed to our heart.
神把
the true nature of our heart.
神把我们里面真实的光景显明给我们看。
So this is John telling us.They know to fellowship with God.
所以神的约翰告诉我们，如果要跟神相交的话
，we need to be aware of sin and practice righteousness.
我们必须要认识罪，而且呢，我们要那个行公义。
And the second part, he says that whoever practices sin actually is of the devil.
那么他底下的说，他说凡是 那个犯罪的是属魔鬼呢？
For the devil has sinned from the beginning.
因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
We know that the devil exists before God created this universe.
我们知道那个在神还没有创造这个宇宙之前，魔鬼就存在了。
If you have God create the universe, it's not a big deal.
那我这个。让神来创造这个宇宙实在不是什么大不了的事。
He can create that hundred thousand of universe as large as this.
那么神可以这个那个创造上百个成千个甚至这么大的宇宙。
But before he created this universe, God Bible tells that he created spiritual beings, they are angels.
但是在创造这个世界之前，圣经告诉我们，神创造神先造了这个灵界的这些天使们。
And somehow in this, the chief angels sin.
那么不知道为什么这个天使长他犯罪了。
He want to be like God.
他想要像神。
So Bible says, devil is from the beginning sin.
所以圣经说呢，魔鬼呢从起初就犯罪。
So whoever practices sin is of the devil.
所以呢，任何人如果是犯罪，是那个犯罪的话呢，他是属魔鬼的。
So today, if you haven't been saved yet by precious blood of Lord Jesus,
如果今天你还没有靠着主耶稣基督的宝血得救的话
，you belong to devil.
你是属魔鬼的。
And so this very serious.Thing for us.
这对我们来讲是非常严肃的一件事情。
And Christian need to look at it as serious as well.
那么基督徒对这个事情也必须认真的对待。
And sin is a very serious thing when we commit either before you become Christian or after you're Christian.
然后那不管是我们信主之前还是信主之后所犯的罪都是非常严重的。
And the second thing he mentioned is that what Lord Jesus has done to sin.
那么第二件事情呢，是主呢怎么样来对付罪。
He said, I know that he appeared, we know that he appeared in order to take away sin, and in him there is no sin.
那么再说，他说你们知道主曾显现要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
That's great news, good news.
那实在是一个好的伟大这个好的消息。
If you are very objective,And you can look at all the methods try to deal with sins.
如果你是那个非常的客观，你看要想要那个想出任何许多的方法如何来对付罪的话
，Nowhere can find complete salvation like revealed in God's word.
那么没有在神的话在神的话所启示的以外，没有任何的方法那个这个完全的方法让我们能够对付罪。
Because God does not leave it to ourselves.
因为那个神呢，不把这件事情留给我们。
Because God did it himself.
因为神他自己做了。
God sent His Son, Lord Jesus, to die on the cross. Who is perfect, who is Son of God, and He died for us. He has His precious blood.
神差他那个完全的那个爱子来到这个地上，为我们的罪呢，会挂在木头上。
To pay the sin debt for us.
为我们付了罪的代价。
The punishment that we deserve.
那么这原来是我们所应当承受的那个刑罚。
The wages of sin is death.
那么罪的工价就是死。
The second death.
是第二次的死。
That means lively being thrown in the lake of fire.
就是活活的被丢到硫磺火湖里头。
Lord Jesus paid the sin debt for us.
但是我们主耶稣基督他已经付了罪的代价。
In order to take away.Sins of the world.
好叫他能够在从世界上能够除掉罪。
Thank the Lord, he said, in him there's no sin.
那感谢主呢，因为在他里头没有罪。
And here in the second part, he says that Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil in the second half of verse 8.
所以在第二个部分说到这边的主题里面，他说到的，他说那个在第八节的第二个部分，他说神的儿子显现出来是为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Four things about the works of the devil.
那么，魔鬼的作为有四个方面的。
One is enslavement. He enslaves us.
一个是呢，是让我们那个囚奴哈，是让我们使我们成为奴隶。
Before we are saved, we are under the bondage of Satan.
那么我们在信主之前呢，我们是做那个 撒旦的那个奴仆。
We were all slaves to Satan.
我们呢是为那个是魔鬼的奴仆。
People don't have freedom to not sin.
那么人呢没有不犯罪的自由。
Sin is our nature.
犯罪呢是我们天然的本性。
You don't have to teach person to sin.
你不需要教导人去如何去犯罪。
People just born naturally how to lie, how to steal.
那么人生下来就知道如何来说谎，如何来偷窃。
So you don't have a school for sinning.
所以呢，你不需要有一个犯罪的学校。
Because we don't have a freedom not to sin.
因为我们没有自由不犯罪。
He enslaved people.
他那个使我们成为囚奴。
And Lord Jesus set us free.
但是感谢主，主耶稣基督释放了我们。
He break the bond.
他把他
脱。They bind us. They chain us.
他那个。在我们脱去我们里面的锁链。
Second work of the devil is deception.
那么魔鬼的第二个作为呢是欺骗。
He deceives us.
他欺蒙我们。
Bible tells us that Satan deceived all nations.
那么圣经告诉我们说呢，那个魔鬼呢，他欺哄了整个世界。
You see, in the today.How you can see that unfolded just before our eyes.
那么今天你在我们眼前就可以很明显的那个展现了出来。
They deceive us that homosexuality is human rights.
那么他告诉我们说呢，他的欺蒙我们说呢，这个同性恋呢是那个人权。
Third thing.And God, Holy Spirit, is Spirit of Truth. He teaches all things.
那么的第三
No, the second still. Sorry.
那么我们知道神呢，他是说真理，他告诉我们一切真理的事。
Third thing that Satan does is to accuse us.
那么第三件那个魔鬼做的事情呢，他就来定罪我们。
Day and night, Satan tell God that we don't deserve His salvation because we, even though we are saved, we're constantly in our weakness and we sin.
那么他在神面前昼夜的控告我们说我们不配得我们的救恩，因为我们是何等样的软弱。
Many Christians get discouraged because accusation from their conscience.That we don't deserve to be saved.
那么好多的许多的弟兄，许多的那个基督徒呢，里面呢灰心丧胆呢，因为我们里面的良心呢，在控告我们。
It's Satan uses it to accuse us.
那么撒旦呢，用着这些事情呢，来这个责备控告我们。
But Lord Jesus already shed His precious blood for us.
但是感谢主，主耶稣基督他已经流了血，为我们的那个。
Bible tells us that brethren overcame Him through the blood of the Lamb.
是圣经告诉我们说，弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
And then fourth part is temptation.
那么第四呢，是他所做的工作呢是试探。
He put a lot of traps and snares around us.
那么他在我们的周围放进了许多的陷阱，许多的那个弯曲的路。
To tempt us,
就去来试探我们。
To tempt us to sin.
那么试验我们，试探我们呢，叫我们去犯罪。
But God turned His temptations into tests.
那么但是感谢神，神把这些试探呢变成试验。
God made all the Satan's temptation like a dumbbell.Like exercise our muscle, spiritual muscle.
那么神把这些许许多的这个试探呢，把它变成这个练身体的哑铃。
So time is almost up. So I want to use the time to share the third part, that is the path to victory.Regard to sin.
虽然时间快到了，但是我要用一点时间来告诉我们，来交通一点如何来胜过这个罪。
And here the third item that he has is that how to conquer sin.
那么第三点呢，是告诉他说我们如何来胜过罪。
So verse 6 says, No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him.Or knows him.
那第六节他说，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Verse 9, no one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot continue to sin, because he is born of God.
第九节他说, 凡从神生的就不犯罪, 因神的道存在他的心里, 他也不能犯罪, 因为他是由神生的。
Now he says, one he who abides in him, does not sin.
他就说呢, 凡住在他里头的呢, 就不犯罪。
So this word abide, it's actually a favorite word of Apostle John.
那么这个住在这里头这个字呢是这个使徒约翰他最喜欢用的一个字。
In the first John, even in the five chapters, he used 16 times.
那么在约翰一书里面五章的圣经里面他用了16次之多。
And in his gospel, the John's Gospel, he used 22 times.
那么在他的那个约翰的福音书里面，他用了22次之多。
Let me ask you. So how many times Paul used this word in all his 13 epistles combined?
我们来猜一猜，那么使徒保罗在他13卷的书信里面，他这个字他用了几次？
It's a make it easier, like greater than 16 or less than 16.
简单一点，它是比十六次多呢，还是比十六次少呢？
He used in all combinations 13 books. Paul used 15 times this word.
那么在保罗他的三卷的书信里面，他用了15次。
But in the first John, John used 16 times in just one book, in five chapters.
那么在约翰的一书里面，这五章圣经里面，他就用了16次。
And he tells us how important this abide in Christ, abiding is to our Christian life, in fellowship with God.
那么在他告诉我们，这个住在他里面这件事情，那个跟神这是交通是何等样的关联。
So abiding means permanent relationship.
那么住呢是说到一个永远的关系。
If you go travel, you stay in a place it's called a lodging, right? You just go there temporarily. You don't have any relationship with that, the permanent relationship with the place you travel.
让你出去旅游的时候，你是住在一些旅馆，一些暂时的住在那里的。
But abiding means permanent.
那么住呢是说到一个永远的关系。
It means every day.
是每天的。
I want to love the Lord.
我每天要来爱我的主。
Every day, I want to spend time with the Lord in His Word and in His prayer.
每天呢，我要花时间在他的话里头，在祷告里头。
Every day, that I want to please Him.
那么每一天，我要来讨我的主的喜悦。
This what abiding means.
这就是住的这个意思。
The hymn we, the brother let us sing, moment by moment.
那么我们弟兄所带领我们唱的诗歌，它是。 时时刻刻,
it tells us what abiding means.
他就告诉我们这个住的那个意思。
And in this John, how do we abide then?
那我们如何住呢?
And I'd like to mention just four aspects.
那我想说到四个方面。
First, just in the first John,
就在约翰一书里面,
he says, chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节,
the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for a stumbling in him.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中, 在他并没有半截的缘由。
See, the first thing is to love our brothers.
那么第一件事情呢, 就是爱弟兄。
So when we love our brethren, that we will abide in the Lord.
当我们爱弟兄的时候, 我们就住在基督里。
See, when we first became Christians,
当我们刚刚成为基督徒的时候,
we should have this love born inside that we just see other brothers and sisters, we just feel so close.
那么在一进主的时候, 这个爱就产生在我们里面, 我们看见弟兄姊妹了, 我们就爱他们。
Many brothers and sisters told me that they feel even closer to their physical relative, physical siblings.
很多弟兄姊妹告诉我们说, 这个里面的感觉, 甚至比我们肉身的弟兄姊妹们还来得亲。
If you experience this love, then you know you have eternal life.
如果你经历到这样的爱的话, 你知道你里面有永生。
And second place is this.
第二个方面呢,
it's in God's Word.
在神的话里头。
So that here, in verse 14, chapter 2.
第二章第14节,
the second half.
第二部分,
I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
我曾解禁给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
You know, talk about abiding. I think a lot of brothers and sisters will think about John Gospel chapter 15.
那么每次说到住在基督里的这个事的时候，弟兄姊妹都会想到约翰福音的第十五章。
Lord Jesus used example of a vine and branches.
那么主耶稣他用到那个葡萄树跟他的枝子这个例子。
And there and here all focus on the word of God.
那么在那里跟这里都他的集中的地方就是在神的话。
Every day we want to read His word.
每一天我们盼望能够读主的话。
Every day we want to meditate His word.
每一天我们都要默想神的话。
And all in the life situation occasions we encounter, God's word always there to help us, guide us.
在我们每天所碰到的许多周遭许多事情的时候，神的话总是在我们里面来引导我们。
So by God's word, we can abide in the Lord.
借着神的话呢，我们能够住在基督里头。
And third thing is obeying God's will.
第三方面是能够遵守神的旨意。
17. The world is passing away, also the lust, but the one who does the word of God abides forever.
那么这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存长住。
So the third point is that to do God's will.
那么第三个是遵行神的旨意。
So that will help us to abide in Christ.
那么帮助我们如何来住在基督里。
Our fourth part
第四个方面呢?
Is in chapter 3, verse 24. Chapter 3, verse 24.
3章24节。
The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him.
遵行神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And here it tells us how to abide in Christ is to keep His commandments.
这里告诉我们如何，当我们住在基督里头，是来遵行他的命令。
Of course, when we hear the word commandments, we don't like the word commandments.
然后，当我们每次说到这个命令的时候呢，我们不太喜欢这个。
Because we cannot observe them.
因为我们呢遵行不了。
Commandments always bring the condemnation.
命令呢，常常在定我们的罪。
But look at what John says.
但是，那仔细来看，约翰说。
John 5:4 says, "The commandments of God is not burdensome." It's John 5:3.
那么在约翰一书第五章第三节，他说，这个是他的诫命，不是难守的。
For this is the love of God, that if we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome.
那么这我们遵行神的诫命，就是爱他了，并且这个诫命不是难守的。
See, because we love Him.
因为我们爱他。
You have a love, then commandments will not be a difficult thing.
如果我们有爱的话呢，这个诫命就不难守。
First, we want to obey His commandments.
首先，我们愿意来遵行他的诫命。
And here, if you look at the chapter 3 to 24, the one verse before that, he actually, God summarizes the commandments into one. He says, this is His commandment, singular, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another.
那么在第四章的第二十三节，他把这些事情做个总结。他告诉我们什么是神的命令。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。So
this is very important.
这是非常重要的事。
In John, to share with us how to fellowship with God in life.
那这里也告诉我们，约翰告诉我们如何在生命当中与我们神相交。
The first foremost important thing about life is the life is righteous, like Lord Jesus is righteous.
那么在这个生命中相交，一件最重要的一件事情就是指公义，因为我们神的儿子是义的。
And second part, he says, because no one who is born of God practices sin.
那他说到呢，凡从神生的呢，他是就不犯罪。
Because his seed abides in him.
因为那个
his seed. Chinese didn't say seed, right? Chinese has some different word.
因为他从 神生的、因为、存在他里面嘛，有神的道，神的道存在他里面，他也不能犯罪。
应该讲说
种子，
道的种子。See, this means the eternal life.
那么这个种道的种子呢，是说到这个永生的这永远的生命。
In us, so he cannot sin, and he says this, he cannot sin. Actually, he cannot continue to sin.
他说不能犯罪，其实意思就是说不能够继续的犯罪。
Christians should not sin, definitely.
那么基督徒不应该犯罪。
But Christian could sin.
那么但基督徒会犯罪。
In practice.
那么在实行上的时
候 so Christian sin will be interrupted by our repentance, by a confession, by forgiveness of the Lord.
那么基督徒的犯罪呢，是因着我们认罪，我们祷告，借着这主的他的赦免，我们就可以暂时就不犯罪了。
And you can come to the Lord 70 times 7 times a day.For forgiveness, if we truly repent of our sins.
我们可以这一天有77次的来到主的面前。如果我们犯罪的话，那么如果那个来到主的面前，我们悔改，主都会赦免我们。
So this is a very important for us to understand.
这是对我们来讲是非常重要，能够了解的。
In our attitude towards sin.
就是我们对罪的态度。
And know that the life that we have.The main characteristic is righteous.
那么知道我们是所有拥有的生命，它一个重要的特性就是公义。
We need to live out this life in righteousness.
那么把这个生命在公义当中能够活出来。
In the end, revelation that when bride is made ready, it says bride like a clothes, that what of clothes they wear is the white linen actually is the righteous act of the saints.
那么在最后使徒行在启示录里面他说那个当心腹显明出来的时候他身上那个显出他的义呢就是那个他所在他的那个公义的那个外袍公义的袍子就是圣徒所行的义。
See, when we believe in the Lord, before we do anything, God gave his righteousness to us as a robe.So we as this garment, so we can clothe ourselves before God.
那么，当我们信主的头一天呢，神就把主耶稣基督那个公义的袍子赐给我们。
But when we believe in the Lord, we have life. Then the second robe God asks us to wear, that is our own doing, that is the actual righteous acts from us.
那么在我们信主之后，这里面那个生命，那我们能够。那个在有能够穿上第二个义袍，就是我们所行的义。
So let's close our sharing with a prayer. I just like to thank the Lord that to give us this wonderful message that about how to fellowship with the God in life.
那么在我们结束这个结束在这里，在这里结束之前，我们就是为着神他。就赐给我们这个生命啊，那个何等样的奇妙，让我们能够和他相交。
And from verse 11, John will tell us about this brotherly love, loving our brothers in the light of life.
那么第十一节呢，他会说到我们的弟兄相爱，在我们这个生命里面是何等是的关系。
So brother.Focus on brotherly love, and from three or from four different sessions.
所以弟兄呢，约翰呢，他从四个不同的角度告诉我们那个弟兄相爱的重要性。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同这些祷告。
Father, may you be glorified. May the Lord Jesus be seen in all.
我愿你得到荣耀，愿巴不得你的儿子在被我们所看见。
That he is pure and he is righteous.
那么他是洁净的，他是公义的。
May you help us fix our eyes upon Lord Jesus.
帮助我们能够得到我们的眼目注目在儿子耶稣基督身上。
So we can see his glory, even as in the mirror. So we'll be transformed from glory to glory as our Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够被荣上加荣, 如同主的是从主的形状变成的。
May you continue to be with us today. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
巴不得今天继续与我们同在, 祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.